from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome, everybody. Today, I want to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder because it's something that affects all of us. Much more so than you would think. We're all familiar with people who have gone to war, to Iraq or Iran or Vietnam, came back with post-traumatic stress disorder. And we're also familiar with people who have been mugged or robbed or something awful happened to them. And we understand that they suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. But I would like to say that we all suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder to a greater or lesser extent. And so I think today's topic will be should be of interest to everyone. I was watching yesterday. I didn't watch very much of it. I just watched a little bit and it was enough. See, it doesn't take very much. I don't have to see very much of something to glean from it enough to give me something to think about for the whole day. One time I read a Bible verse where Christ said, "All who sin are slaves." You know, it's translated differently in different versions of the Bible. All who sin are slaves of sin, you know, that sort of thing. But it's basically all who sin are slaves. And that one little phrase stuck with me for months. And as I went out in the world, I saw over and over and over again, day by day, day after day, week after week, thousands of examples. I saw it again and again, each time more deeply, more profoundly, just that one little phrase. Well, yesterday I saw a video on YouTube, and it was from 60 Minutes, you know, the television program 60 Minutes. It was called The War Within. It was about new treatments for post-traumatic stress disorder. And what was interesting about that video to me is that I saw the men, they were all men in this particular video, there were several of them, I don't know, maybe 15 of them, sitting around a conference table. And they all looked, depressed, unhappy, beaten down by the world, worn down, tired, dejected, listless, not lifeless, but listless. And I saw that, and I began to realize that as I go out in the world now and look at people, I see that not always as obvious, but I see that listlessness, that lethargy, that being beaten down by the world kind of a look. I see that everywhere I go. And so I realized that, first of all, there are several reasons now why that's happening to us, which I may go into in this program. I may not have the time. But the thing I want to emphasize is that they had the look, people I see out in the world have the look of post-traumatic stress disorder. They have that look about them. And so what is this thing called post-traumatic stress disorder? Well, let me give you a little hint. I got an email from somebody. I never share names or cities or anything, but got an email from someone, and they said that they had done something naughty, you know, with a Ouija board type of a thing. Ouija board, you know, some occult thing. They had done something naughty, and then after that, they didn't feel the same after. They felt different, changed. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Roland. I hope you're enjoying this program. I'm talking about something very important. I'm talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, and I said we all suffer from it. And I said that I saw a YouTube video where there were a bunch of men sitting around the table who had come back from war, and they had post-traumatic stress disorder. And I said they looked listless, lethargic and listless, and somewhat like they weren't totally there, and they looked beaten down. And then I started to tell you that I received an email from somebody who said that they had done something naughty. I think it was on Halloween that they used a Ouija board or something. And then afterwards, that person didn't feel the same. They felt, well, what he said is he said he sort of felt dead. And the joy that he had, he had had joy before. He was happy-go-lucky and joyful before this incident. Now he felt all listless and unhappy. Now, it could be that he's just, you know, morbidly guilty over it. You know, morbidly worried about it. But I think it's more than that. You see, in the talks about sin, and it said the wages of sin are death. The wages of sin are death. And so, you see, sin, whatever sin is, sin causes us, it basically kills us. See, the human race was meant to live forever. Originally, Adam and Eve were supposed to live forever. Endlessly renewed every day by God's presence. And so they would have life every day, refreshed and renewed, you know, and living in the eternal now. But death came because of sin. They tasted of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, let me ask you a question. Somebody who is traumatized in a big way, someone who sees something awful on a battlefield, someone who's required to do something awful, someone who has something awful done to them, someone who sees their parents do something awful, their brother or their sister or someone else do something awful. Maybe not even awful, just shocking. Something shocking. Have you ever seen something? Have you ever opened a door and there was somebody doing something and it shocked you? See? Or when a father fails. See, it's a big shock. It's a big shock when father fails. See, or when a parent fails, but especially when father fails. But I won't go into that right now. I've written a lot of books on the subject. I won't go into that right now. I just want to say that when we are shocked, we are traumatized. See? When we see something awful, when we're asked to do something awful, when we do something shocking ourselves, or we see something shocking, or we participate in something shocking, afterwards, don't you feel numb? Don't you feel kind of dead? Don't you feel like something has, you're changed, you're not the same anymore? That is trauma, ladies and gentlemen. That is trauma. Now perhaps you can see that the human race, the whole human race, began with trauma. And it was knowledge. See, Maybe you never thought of it this way. This might be a very good program for you because it'll open your eyes to see what you never had seen before. See, we all know about the Garden of Eden story. We all have heard of it. We know that Eve was tempted by the serpent. The serpent said, hey, did God really say not to eat the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil? Remember, God said not to eat of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the serpent cast doubt into Eve's mind, and so Eve went to Adam, and she said, hey, Adam, why don't we eat some of that fruit there, that knowledge, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil? And if he'd have loved Eve, and if he loved God, see, he would have said, no, Father said we're not to do that. Or he would have checked with Father. He would have asked Father. He said, well, ask Father. But instead, they went ahead and ate the fruit. And what happened? They tasted of knowledge of good and evil. See, knowledge. So, you see how people are introduced to knowledge, drug knowledge. When you have your first drug knowledge, people taste of knowledge, something they hadn't known before. Before they were innocent and carefree and happy-go-lucky. And afterwards, they were changed because of knowledge. Suddenly, they had the knowledge of promiscuous sex, the knowledge of drugs, see, the knowledge of having power over other people, or even the knowledge of shocking other people. See, sometimes where somebody does something shocking to us, and then we turn around and do it to somebody else. See, and then we have the knowledge of that power of shocking another, traumatizing another. You see how awful. See, when I talk that way, now you can see what the knowledge of good and evil means. See, and the knowledge of good and evil killed the first couple, Adam and Eve. Adam lived for a long time, but eventually died. He wouldn't have died if it hadn't been for having sinned, for having eaten of the knowledge of good and evil. So now you see what trauma is. That was a big trauma. And it ushered in change, didn't it? Adam changed. After that, he changed. He was never the same again. And he was very sorrowful. If you read the lost books of Eden, you know, the lost books of the Bible, if you read the forgotten books of Eden, you'll see that Adam, I think he lived to be, what, 600-something years old or 900-something? I can't remember. But he was very sorry for what he had done. He had that knowledge with him every day of his life thereafter. Every day of his life, he had to think about what he had done. See? So now you see that the devil himself is a change agent. The devil himself organizes these traumas, arranges, designs these traumas, and implements these traumas that he seduces people into, or tricks them into, or entices them into, or maybe they can't help it. See, you can't. Let's say you're born into a family where your parents are rotten. They do rotten things. And you're innocent and sweet, but then you see those things and it shocks you, traumatizes you. You can't help it. You can't help the family you were born into. It's not your fault. But nevertheless, you are traumatized by them, you see. We're talking about trauma, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about sin, about change, about trauma. I'll be right back. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD. Bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. My name is Roland. I'm your host. We're talking about shock, about trauma, about post-traumatic stress disorder. So now you see how they all tie together. So you see, the human race, see, fell because Adam tasted of knowledge, see? Knowledge like street knowledge. See, let's say your kids are innocent and sweet, and they love mommy and they love daddy. And then all of a sudden, your child comes home one day changed. Your child comes home changed. All of a sudden, he's not the loving son or the loving daughter. She's not the loving daughter that she was before. She's changed. He got involved with some rotten person out there who introduced him to knowledge, you know, street knowledge. Knowledge of, some rotten thing. We'll just say drug knowledge is one example, or sex knowledge. Now all of a sudden he's not the same anymore. He's changed. See what I mean? And as parents, if you don't handle it properly, if you don't firmly but unemotionally, firmly, unemotionally, with conviction, with firmness, but with patient resolve, and no histrionics, if you don't separate him from the wrong source, see, or if instead you overreact yourself, become all emotional and yell and scream or complain or what have you, then you won't represent. See, if you have to represent the good so clearly and so unmistakably. What's the old saying? What you are speaks so loud. What you are speaks so loudly. I can't hear what you're saying. Have you heard that expression? In other words, when people don't live walk the walk, what you are speaks so loudly. I can't hear what you're saying. So, as a parent, you're supposed to represent good. You're supposed to represent truth, love, decency, and honor. And you're supposed to be connected, see, through your relationship with inner principle. You stand for what's right so clearly, so unmistakably. See? And with, not with anger, but with love. You stand so, with such resolve for it, that you're stronger than the world. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. See, he overcame it all. See, that is the good news. I can't go into all of that today, but I can just say that there, you know, the shock that a person needs to recover, the anti-shock is the truth. The truth with love. See, and if it comes from someone who's connected to the source of truth, someone who themselves, see, is represents truth in a credible way, then that'd be strong enough to bring a person back. Remember the beautiful fairy tale, was it Sleeping Beauty? There were a couple of fairy tales where a beautiful young lady fell asleep and then she was awakened by the kiss of the Prince of Peace. See, so love can awaken a person too. They see love, experience real love, emotionless love from someone. See, but the anti-shock is love. The anti-shock is truth. The anti-shock is coming from the good, is clearly and unmistakably.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
You listen to my program, which is called Talk to a Pastor. A long time ago, I called it Common Sense. It is Common Sense. My name is Roland. Yes, indeed, I have some excellent resources. For example, the meditation is excellent. Excellent. Perhaps now you can see why I always talk about the meditation. Not any meditation, but a lot of meditations are just more palliative care, more relaxation or palliative care, or teaching people to visualize some beautiful scene, and, you know, that sort of thing. Or chanting, they're hypnotic. But a meditation that helps you to restore you to your inner ground of good. Your inner ground of good. See, restore you to the truth. See, what happened is the shock separated you from your inner ground of good. That's why people, after they've done something really wrong, they feel that they've changed. They're not the same anymore. That's why this person that wrote, you know, emailed me and said that he had done something with a Ouija board. Afterwards, he didn't feel the same anymore. He's a young person, I'm sure, so he's very perceptive. See, when we get older, we get jaded. We get old and jaded, and we sit around and stare at, a football game for hours, and, you know, go shopping for hours, and eat too much, and drink too much, and watch too much TV, and text too much, and surf the internet too much. We do everything too much. We become all jaded. And suffering from brain fog. But when people are young, they're still very perceptive, and he sensed the change in himself. So we're talking about trauma. The whole human race was traumatized by knowledge. So now you see why there's such thing as bad knowledge. But incidentally, knowledge, some people are traumatized by, they go to school and they're traumatized by knowledge in that they're tempted or seduced by knowledge to think that, well, if I have knowledge, then I can have power over other people. You know, the whole education thing. Not that I'm against education, but the kind of people now that try to seduce us with knowledge. See, they say, well, if you have knowledge, you can have power, wealth, success, have degrees on your wall, impress people. See. So, a person can be shocked and seduced by that. You might go to a seminar or something, and there's some very clever speaker. And he's very clever about speaking about how you can be successful and famous and rich and everything. And he seduces you with his words, see? And then there's always some kind of study. There's always something that you have to study and learn, see, to apply this power. Some kids are shocked and seduced by some drug dealer. I see a drug dealer driving a nice car and having nice clothes. See, and they envy. See, they resent him. See, it causes them to doubt. It causes them to doubt the good. It causes them to doubt the way of moderation, the proper way. See, and tempts them to try to get some kind of street knowledge or drug knowledge or knowledge of power. See? So we've all been seduced. Even these programs like, American Idol, those kinds of programs, it's always the idea of how you could, you know, somehow have some kind of knowledge of how to sing or dance or something in such a way that it seduces other people and wows them. See, they're wowed by it, shocked by it. And then they reward you with great money and everything. for having seduced them, see? So we do unto others what was done to us. The devil seduced Adam, and then Adam and Eve. And now we are a race of fallen people, subject to the lie, subject to hypnosis, subject to being mocked. See? Jesus overcame the world by what he did. By what he did, he overcame everything. And today, we who live today, we have the possibility of reversing our traumas. Yes, reversing them. Becoming innocent again and becoming happy and carefree all over again. My name is Roland. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes, indeed, a very, very important program. You should listen to it again. There's very, very many different ways you can listen to it. Just go to talktoapastor.org. Or commonsensecounseling.org. It's available, you know, in you can listen to Windows Media Player, or TuneIn, or Blog Talk Radio. It's just a whole bunch of different ways. It's very, very important. And get my meditation, some of my books. Reverse your traumas, become happy, innocent, and carefree again. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.